Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us as we roll into a Tuesday edition, Sports Daily. The heat turning up today. Literally, we hope not figuratively on you, but anyway. Here's to a good start to a Tuesday morning, even with the temperatures approaching 102 degrees today. You know it's summer in Kansas when, right, Shane? Fill in the blank.
Yeah. And in an effort to beat it yesterday, I got out right after the show. It was only about 91, 2, 3 projected high yesterday, sure. But, you know, wanted to get it done. So kind of went off on a different route than I normally go for my walk and wanted to make it fairly lengthy, you know, kind of push myself. And I had a good pace going on the whole thing and a real strong south wind. So, you know, it was hot, but at least we had some moving air. And so I get a couple miles into it maybe and starting to weave my way back home, and for whatever reason, and I'm facing traffic, of course, you know, but I'm on this mm-hmm. side street where there's virtually no traffic, and if there is, it's, you know, 20 miles an hour, whatever. Anyway, I'm on the left side of the road, walking toward traffic, and I don't even know why. I don't even think there was a car coming, but I kind of wandered up onto the curb, which, you know, in a residential area, they're not even really curbs. They're just kind of mm-hmm. sloped angles right. of the pavement that leads into the yard. Well, I walk into this person's yard for about no more than 3 or 4 steps. And I'll be damned if I didn't step on a nail. And it
oh
went all the way
gosh.
Through. It punctured the sole of my shoe and in turn punctured the sole of my foot. And I started to panic, man. And, you know, the initial jolt was probably more than anything else. But, you know, mm-hmm. I was over a mile from home.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
I was like, what? So, first of all, balanced on one, you know, my right leg, turned my left foot up to see this nail sticking halfway out of my foot. And what are the odds, by the way, too, that nail is perfectly head side down, you know, pokey side up. And it just...
Wow.
Perfectly went through my shoe. So I pull it out.
Unreal.
Yeah. And I'm like, no way. Except for I added like 2 other words in there. And
well,
so
sure.
I pull the nail out. It's, and immediately I, you know, your mind starts to race. I'm like, okay. It's not rusty.
Tetanus? Have I had my tetanus shot?
Yeah. That too, and I couldn't remember the last time I had, so I knew the answer to that one. And now I'm going on adrenaline. I'm like, I need to get my butt home, because what happens if it starts hurting so bad that I can't walk? Like, I'll just be sitting on the sidewalk, you know, unable to walk. And I took my shoe off just to kind of, you know, take a little inventory. Had a little teeny tiny drop of blood on the bottom of my foot, but not bad. And it wasn't, you know, excruciating pain. So I'm like, I got to power through this. I got to get home one way or the other. So I kind of double timed it back home. And, you know, your mind's racing. And as I'm walking, I'm thinking, you know, if I hadn't 200 steps ago just stepped on a nail, would you know you stepped on one? And the answer was kind of no. So I'm like, okay, I hope hopefully that's good news, you know, because it's not. And who knows if it was adrenaline or not, but whatever. So I made it home. Of course, get on WebMD to figure out how to, you know, heal myself, because that's where all the answers are, even though my sister's a pharmacist and my mom's a nurse. So I get on WebMD instead. Clean it out. Rinse it off for like 5 minutes. It wasn't red. You could barely even tell where it was. So I'm thinking, okay, all these things, all this is pretty good news, I think, considering. And so I text my mom and I text my sister afterwards. Yeah, I know. But, you know, I still got to cool off. I'm hot. I'm panicky.
Right.
You know, I'm sitting on the edge of the tub. And so, and by the way, the last time I got a shot like that was over 10 years ago when I got bit by a dog on vacation. You remember that story? Did I ever tell you that one? Maybe that's for another day.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. Yes.
Yeah, but that was well over 10 years ago. So, anyway, And on this website, it says, you know, it is possible that you don't have to go to the doctor here. And you have up to 3 to 4 days or 4 or 5 days before symptoms, you know, start showing up for something, you know, an infection or something a little more serious. And I'm like, man, do I really want to wait 4 or 5 days? Hell, it'll be the 4th of July by then, you know, and then I damn sure don't want to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
tough timing.
I leave a message for my mom and my sister both, and they both eventually got back to me. And both suggested, you know, just to be safe, you should probably go to urgent care. So I call urgent care, and any other time you just walk in, right? And there's a half dozen of them around here within a couple miles where I live. Well, COVID, right?
Totally.
So because it's not urgent care, I call and I say, you know, what's the protocol? Here's what I think my problem is. And the gal's like, oh, just walk in. Just make sure you wear a mask. We're good. Just walk. You can walk in. You don't need to make an appointment. So off I go. And as I'm going to urgent care, my sister calls and I've already got my mind made up. I'm going to do this. And she's like, well, you know, you could go to Walgreens if your insurance didn't cover the tetanus shot. And she gives me the whole to do. And like I said, I've already got my mind made up. So I walk in there, mask on. I got a legit mask too, by the way. It's
nice.
Yeah, it's not one of those things where you tie it off on your own by your ears. It's got the elastic and the whole nine.
Yeah.
So I go in there and there's maybe one or two people in there, which is good. So I got to fill out the thing, you know, history, insurance, all that stuff. It's $40 copay. 5 minutes later, I'm back with the gal. You know, weighing me, taking my blood pressure, taking my temperature. By the way, took my temperature, which made me nervous, you know, in these uncertain times. 97.8, so I'm okay.
That a boy.
Yeah. And so long story short, I'm not back there 5 minutes before this nurse said something about tetanus shots. And I said, yeah, bring it on, because I can't remember the last time I had it. She's like, you want me to just give you one? I said, yeah. And the doctor comes in, looks at my foot for about 5 seconds and said, you're good. You don't need any antibiotics. If it gets worse, come back. But the only way it'll get worse is if you get a big red ring around your foot. But it looks great. Looks pretty clean to me. Get out of here. So off I went. I step on a nail at about 12:30. I'm back here about 2:15. All patched up.
Nice.
Yeah.
See? So, there you go. That could have been much, much worse. Like
oh,
your
my
jaw
God.
Could have locked.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Muscle stiffness and can't move.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was thinking the worst of this. And I was like, you got to be
Because when
kidding.
I step on a nail, it's never a good, clean nail. It's always an old, rusty one.
That was the point. It was outside, so there was plenty bad about stepping on an outside nail, rusty or not, that makes you panic a little bit. And that's the kind of thing you don't keep track of. The last time you had a tetanus shot.
No.
Because what are the odds you're going to need a tetanus shot? But
what are the odds, though, really, even more than that, that you're going to step on a nail that's embedded in the absolutely perfect direction to get a perpendicular entry into your foot? That's like almost impossible.
And, you're not looking directly down at your feet while you're walking. You're looking at the horizon. You're looking at the houses. Looking at the cars that are coming. And I'll be damned if I didn't step on that thing. I lifted my foot up, and it would have been like you placed it there and hammered it in there a couple of taps. It was perfect. Imperfect for my luck. But, to your point, it's like, you kidding me? So on the way home from urgent care, I drove by the scene of the crime just to kind of see how far it was from there to home. It was 1.25 miles.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, you should get double steps for the steps that you took with a hobbled wing or a hobbled foot and where a nail had just been hanging out of it.
Well,
I mean, that's...
Like I said, it was a total of 7,500 steps, but never have they been so... Have there been such urgency behind about half of them?
Well,
so
glad
all's well that ended
out.
Well.
Yeah, absolutely. Good.
That was
Lord.
My day. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's calamity is never more than a step away, right? So in your case,
you're right about
yesterday.
That. You're right about that. No? And I thought there was I was filling out my timesheet for work for us. The thing that you and I do every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll just fill out a couple of days ahead of time so I don't have to deal with it. Because what are the odds that I'm going to miss the next couple of shows? And then I step on that bad boy and I'm like,
yeah,
that's
tempting
what you
fate.
Get. That's what you mm-hmm. get. Yep.
Well.
So shout out to the urgent care folks. They all the gals had masks on. The doctor had a mask on. And that was the request that they told me to come in. Don't worry about it. Just wear a mask and you should be good. And because clearly there was nobody in there. It was like one person in there when I was there. So it, considering it could have been bad, and I don't want to make it a total calamity because stepping on a nail is not life or death, but it was more than I had planned for my afternoon, but it turned out great.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Good. I'm glad it turned out okay. That sucks.
Yeah, I survived.
Yeah, it's all right.
So anyway, beyond that, I think I will take today off because of how you started the show with the heat index. We're looking at 105-ish for the next couple days while we're on it. And for all you guys and gals that work outside today, try to find some shade, stay hydrated. It's going to be a scorcher. It's going to be hot. And as we knock on the door of July... Here it is. So
I feel almost badly because I'm leaving you for the next couple of days and I'm missing your birthday, which I feel badly about.
Well, but you know what?
On top,
don't, because Jacob and I are taking Friday off. We're both going to get a head start on the weekend. So technically everybody will miss it too. So, don't lose sleep over that. Because we're gonna bang Friday.
Well, and I'm gonna pop down to Telluride here for the next couple of days, and the high there is 71.
So, let me get this straight. If my air conditioner went out, it wouldn't be until about 4 a.m. that I'd get comfortable. But you will probably need to pack a jacket overnight to go where you're.
The high today there is 60. High today, there's 60. Tomorrow, 69. Thursday, 71. The low
That's pretty amazing.
The low tonight in Telluride, 37.
So if you go outside tonight in Telluride, you'll be able to see your breath easily.
Yeah.
and
yeah.
June.
And I will be 30th. Doing that because Ted will be pulling me down a street. So
good times, good times.
I don't think I'll mind taking a walk in 37 degrees.
I'd like to try to avoid nails, but yeah, absolutely.
As long as you stay
on pavement, it's virtually impossible for that nail to be head side down and sticking straight up at you. But you know, I could be coming
out of a saloon since that's what they have in Telluride.
Do they have the swinging gate doors?
They've been known to have a swinging door. Yeah, absolutely. Swinging gates.
That's great.
Sheriff's in town. So anyway, but that's just like, so I was laughing because Jake, my son Jake, is still down in Winfield, and he's getting ready to go work out this morning, and it's going to be 100 and what the heat index, what'd you say that it was going to be
104, 105? Yeah. Hey, speaking of the Wild West, and this is a little bit of a downer, even more so than stepping on nails. Did you see that Carl Reiner left us? He died at the age of 98.
Yes.
Didn't he? He was, first of all, he was boys with Mel Brooks.
Yes.
He directed and produced a bunch of Steve Martin's best movies, and I think he did Blazing Saddles, did he not?
Well, that was Mel Brooks.
Well, I know, but he directed it.
Oh, maybe
didn't
he did,
have something to do with it?
He may have. That one is over my pay grade.
Yeah.
But funny dude.
Direct it, Jad?
Yeah, Mel Brooks directed Blazing Saddles.
Yeah,
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's funny that, not funny, but that Carl passed away at the age of 98 because Ocean's 11 was just on yesterday.
Yes.
And he was part of Danny Ocean's crew as Lyman Zerga. The jewel tycoon or whatever he was passing off as. But he was in that, and that's kind of how I knew him. And, of course, Rob, his son, is mostly how I knew him. And he goes all the way back to the Dick Van Dyke Show. But
Yeah, he was big in the Dick Van Dyke Show. I mean, that's where he kind of made his – he was known, but the Dick Van Dyke Show just absolutely put him on a different level. But just fantastic talent.
Directed The Jerk.
I didn't realize that. The phone book is here. The phone book is here. God.
Naven Johnson. R.I.P. Carl Reiner dies at the age of 98, so he had a good run. And
was photographed
really recently with Annie Reiner and Mel Brooks, and they all had Black Lives Matter shirts on at the time.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, and I think he was a WW2 veteran and the whole thing. So Carl Reiner, great run, dies at the age of 98. All right, let's start the show. I'm okay. And actually, my right arm is a little sore from the shot, but I'll live and my foot's okay. So we press on here on Sports Daily. What's on tap is courtesy of Side Pockets out at Tyler Crossing. What is today? Oh, Taco Tuesday. Great. Taco Tuesday. 4 hard shell beef tacos loaded to the hilt out there at Side Pockets. That's the lunch special on Tuesday. And a reminder, tonight is the Sunflower Collegiate League Showcase at the Eck, the doubleheader, every Tuesday night, and that will be the Newton versus the Wichita 18 and under Academy. So a bunch of rookies will get to take on Newton, and the nightcap of that action tonight out at the Eck is Derby and Hayesville. So those are your doubleheader games out at Eck Stadium featuring Sunflower Collegiate League teams, which are chock full of Wichita State players. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the 60-man pools for Major League Baseball, and three former Shockers are prominently displayed in the White Sox, Phillies, and Rockies 60-man player pools. Three pretty high-profile players said they're going to opt out and not play in this Major League Baseball season, and your own Colorado Rockies are rumored to have signed a long-time outfielder. We'll get to all that coming up next segment. We've got a backyard baseball game question on Twitter. That's coming up at 9:45, courtesy of Cindy O'HRO. We dive into the KSU athlete conundrum. The K-State threatened boycott in the wake of a really short and less than sweet tweet by a K-State student about a week or so ago. And Fred VanVleet is suddenly the poster child for Black Lives Matter. He was very vocal within the last couple of days. We'll play some sound about an hour from now and catch up with the NBA and top it off with On This Day, courtesy of Superior Rents. I'm Shane, that's Bruce, and Jad, this is Sports Daily. You're listening to KFH on a Tuesday.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.